Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And it's called All That Jazz Now. Tonight's subtitle, Knowing the Feeling of Jazz. You know, jazz has many feelings and emotions. And as I said before, a lot of the artists will take a popular song, R&B, sometimes it's old school, and turn it into jazz. And the reason why it's jazz is because jazz artists are performing the track. So, I mean, it's like one and one makes two. So even though you've heard the track by somebody else, maybe an R&B singer, maybe Babyface, maybe Gerald Levert, they'll take it and add that instrumental jazz track to it. Sometimes they'll even have jazz singers will sing the track. So we got a lot of great stuff for you tonight on All That Jazz Now. If you want to listen in, dial 347-633-9376. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and click on the on-air button. All right, let's get started. We're going to go to a track by Diana Reeves, and it's called Better Days.
But hold on, better days are coming. Okay, this next song is from my debut album on Atlantic Records called Stranger on Earth. And sometimes as artists, when you feel like you have a message that you want to get out, you're boxed into a certain category. But I believe as an artist, I have a responsibility to make a contribution to the soul of man. I'm very responsible with my lyrics. So I'm honest with my lyrics, and I just want you guys to understand that when an artist is writing a song, whether it be about herself or about her experiences, it's definitely words from the heart. So this song, I got to sing from my grandmother when we talked about each other, my sister. We called each other Big Head and all kind of names. My grandmother would say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
She's there. I just can't say some stuff. That's my personal buddy there, man. That's a bad sister from Texas doing a thing. You know, I first ran into her on a Clint Eastwood movie. She was doing the soundtrack, and she wanted me to send her 8 copies of my book to have a friend, see if she could get somebody in Hollywood to back it up for a movie. And, of course, I wanted her to sing in the movie, but I'm still working on that. But that's a dangerous chick there. And we got some more tracks by her later on to play. But we're putting the fire to jazz up tonight. We got Wayne Lindsay, and they're doing a dedication. We've got Bridget Bryan and Lamont. They're doing a track together called If I Ever Lose This Heaven Live. And they cutting it, man. I mean, they in California at the cantina cutting it. So we got some bad, bad jazz for you tonight, man. And you just got to listen in because we're putting the fire, the jazz. I got the best jazz show on Wednesday night. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. And all that jazz now. Subtitle, Knowing the Feeling of Jazz. Jazz has many feelings and emotions. And you're going to hear them tonight. We're going to turn to a track by the group that my brother introduced me to. Sergio Mendez, The Real Thing. And the Brazil, 66. And that was Sergio Mendez and the Brazil 66. You know, as I tell you all the time, my older brothers play jazz, and they introduced me to a lot of great jazz artists. You know, when I'm talking to people today, they say, I don't know about that jazz, Don. Is it all kind of sad and just saxophone? But no, man. That's why we call the show All That Jazz Now. And the commercial that we do, it's bad, man. I mean, the young lady that does our voiceovers, she just nailed it. And we work so much together. But that was a track by Sergio Mendez, The Real Thing. Before that, it was my partner in crime, Lena. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. We're going to jump to a jazz track by Kurt Whalen. And Wendy Moten is the artist, another friend of mine. And you know, Kurt Whalen's brother is a pastor, Kenneth Whalen, in Memphis. He's always on a dime. You blessed in spite of yourself. And I say, hey, what you trying to say about me? He said, you blessed me in spite of your crazy self. We got a good jazz show going on tonight. All That Jazz Now. Subtitle, Knowing the Feeling of Jazz. This is Wendy Moulton, Kurt Whalen, All I Do, which was a Stevie Wonder track. Think About You.
You're getting to be all that matters to me.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
All the time when it finished, and I was like, man, I like that. So when I was in the studio producing that, they had this little stick man, and he had a little banjo, right, a little something he was playing. No, bass fiddle. And he was going do 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 do. It was about 4 or 5 of them. I said, man, I got to use that. I like that. So and the young lady, that's Cass Jack. And she's been our narrator for a lot of the things we do. So I decided when I get ready to do the actual TV network that we're coming up with next year, and we're going to have a series from my book To Have a Friend, and I'm going to have jazz in the series. I kind of don't want to do R&B and hip-hop and all the other stuff. I want to bring some jazz back to life because there are some tremendously talented female jazz singers that I like crazy about. Hey, we're going to jump to this track by Wayne Lindsay, If I Ever Lose This Heaven, featuring Bridget Bryan and Lamont Van Hook. And they're live at the Katina and Rand. When they cut, this was so heavy. There was a whole bunch of them on stage. Everybody was just into it. So imagine being at the jazz club and they were doing this in honor of one of their fellow musicians. So let's hit it. If I Ever Lose This Heaven, Wayne Lindsay.
Somebody said, I heard it.
Oh, was feeling good.
That's live. Man. Hey, that's one of the artists that I like. Brian Culberson. I am a Brian Culberson fan. So what we're going to do, I'm going to jump to Brian Culberson. You'll never find another love like Don. You know, that was in the song, but then they had to take it out for copyright, right? They asked me, they said, Don, can we use your name in the jazz song? I said, no, Brian, because people are already Jay. So anyway, You'll Never Find is the track, and following that is the best track in the world. One of my other favorite artists, Peter White, I Want to Know You Better. And that's a track, man. So we're going to do what we call a double. Brian Culberson, You'll Never Find. Then we're going to smack you on jazz night. Peter White, I Want to Know You Better. Ooh, man, that just sends shivers down my soul. If you got a soul. Oh, man, you crazy.
wanna feel you close to me, just a little bit, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna feel your heart, nah, nah, nah.
And that was Peter White. I Want to Know You Better. And before that, Brian Culberson with a group called Avant. You know, and a lot of times they bring in R&B artists to sing in their jazz platform. You know, so you got to kind of change your view. Tonight, show all that jazz now, knowing the feeling of jazz. Jazz has many feelings and emotions, and so when they play the jazz, you get a good feeling. Before I jump to this next track, because Paul Taylor is one of our featured artists for the night, we got a couple of tracks by him. We're going to play one of my favorite artists. Like I said, she was in Hollywood, working with Clint Eastwood and a lot of others. Wanted to take my books out there, see if she can get them turned into a movie. Lena, the track that I heard first by her was in a Clint Eastwood movie. It's called I'm Not the Enemy. And this girl, excuse me, can cut. So I want you to listen to the bass line in this and see if you felt like I felt. And plus, she's beautiful. I mean, just dynamic, talented young lady. Lena. Look her up on YouTube. The track is called I'm Not the Enemy. And I was negotiating to see if I could use it in my TV series coming up.
No.
And that was Paul Taylor. Man, the man is cutting it. He's our featured artist for tonight, Paul Taylor. And again, we're going to have some more from Lena, Paul Taylor. But I thought I'd hit you with a little romantic jazz, remembering however we could be warm together. You know, we always talk about spoken word, but poetry was around long before spoken word. And this is one of the best poems in the world, remembering however we could be warm together, written in 1932 from a diary. Man, can't ask for no more hotter than that. And after that, we got to take a break. But when I come back, we got some more hot jazz with Damian Escobar, who started playing at music school when he was 6 years old.
When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering, when we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all, remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss, though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny, and everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cup my hands just so, as if they held your face, blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses, feel rich red colors, taste some ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all eyes, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long, and with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
Oh, buddy. I memorized them poems so many times, man. I'd stand in the mirror and repeat those poems, man. It's just knocked me off my feet. I mean, just hit me in the nose, in the head, in the jaw. Just knocked me out. And I'm going to play this next track, then I am going to take a break. I got to take a commercial. But Gregory Porter, Insanity, right after Remembering However. Arthur Prysock doing a 1930 poem from a diary.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity. we go too far.
We were lovers. And the best of friends.
And the best of friends.
Oh. And I hope that we can be that.
Ooh.
Oh, until the end.
Until the end.
Sometimes the
lover
can be angry. But it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity.
Stop this insanity
before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Glasses are fogged up. George Porter and Layla Hathaway. Oh, man. Insanity. Stop it. Stop it. Why you angry? Stop it. You're listening to all that jazz. All that jazz now. Knowing the feeling of jazz. Let's take a quick break. And when I come back, man, we got some more fire jazz for you. Before we go too far, huh?
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her
per child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Thank you. when you give your love to me.
When I give my love to you.
Oh, man. On My Mind at Capitol Records. These cats be cutting, man. That's Brian Culberson. I mean, hey, what can I say? We're going to jump to a little track by also one of my favorite artists, Lena and Paul Taylor. I Say a Little Prayer in the jazz style. And we're going to follow it up with Paul Taylor and Regina Bell. I mean, Paul Taylor just got everybody on his tracks.
How did you know? has changed. With you I know that it's okay to live life day by day. Every morning sunshine looks so different to me. I appreciate everything. It's all because of you. You said the very thing in my heart. But how did you know?
Let's get lost inside this deja vu.
My days and nights always bring me back to you.
Every time I'm with you, surrender's unresistible.
Every time I'm near you, I feel so incredible. Ooh, baby, lying here right next to you. Oh, baby, it's a dream come true.
About you, so right, it's undeniable.
Oh, everything you do makes our love so invincible, yeah.
Ooh, baby, driving me crazy when you're touching me.
Ooh, honey, when you're loving me. Oh,
good morning, sunrise. It feels so good to see the dawn reflecting in your eyes.
Thank you.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
And we're back, and you're listening to All That Jazz. Now, knowing the feeling of jazz, jazz has many feelings and emotions, and I hope they grabbed a hold of some of you inside, the good, the wonderful, the amazing. Not the good, the bad, the ugly, but the good, the wonderful, and the amazing. You know, it takes a lot to feel good, but when you do, there's nothing else like it. It's like a raging storm of smiles and joy. You sing in the shower. You sing in the bed. You sing in the kitchen. You sing whatever you're doing. You just sing. Da, 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 da. No, I hope you don't sing like that. But you sing, and you enjoy jazz. We're going to jump to a track by Incognito called Always There, and then we're going to hit something hard on you, as usual. Let's get to it. The jazz, all that, and more.
Next to you, there is nothing better.
Wow. Always there, incognito. Well, we're going to play a track that, like I told you, a lot of artists love to do. If I Ever Lose This Heaven, this time it's by Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 77. And it's a track, man. And we're getting close to the last track. So we got to hit it. We got to hit you hard. Knock you in the heart. Knock you in the soul. Just feel you full of joy. How about that? On a Wednesday. All right, here we go. Sergio Mendes and their version of If I Ever Lose This Heaven. Okay, we got 3 minutes to go. So, here we go. I hear me somewhere. I showed you down. All right, I'm going to play my favorite track. I Want to Know You Better. Bye. Peter White. How about that? I love it.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. I quit. Well, not the show, but I got to go. I've enjoyed it for the night. And don't forget, Friday night, the Don S. McClure Show.